Twitter began widespread layoffs today as its new owner, Elon Musk, overhauled the social media site. Joining us with details is CNET editor-at-large, Ian Schur.
Ian, good to talk with you. How many Twitter employees were cut today, and how are they finding out?
Yeah, so it seems as though about half of the 7,500 staff that Twitter has have been laid off. And a lot of them found out in probably the most unceremonious way possible by having their access to email and Slack, which is like chat messaging for work, suddenly just not work. And it happened over the middle of the night for some people. Some of them have gotten emails that told them that they were being let go. But it's been a very messy process.
Oh, Ian, we hear some workers are suing. Do they have a case?
So the suit is interesting. There's a law in California that is called the WARN Act, and it requires that companies warn their employees with a 60-day window that they're going to have layoffs. And in theory, that allows the employees to either figure out if they want to leave voluntarily or if they at least get to start getting their stuff together to be able to figure out what their next step is. Elon Musk instead decided to lay people off without a WARN notice, which you would think is illegal, but he's giving them 60 days of pay from now. So essentially most of them are going to continue to be Twitter employees, although they won't work anymore, into January.
Ian, there are reports that Elon Musk fired Twitter's curation team, which is responsible for countering misinformation. Here we are just a few days before the election. What do we know about this?
Yeah, I mean, there have been definitely a lot of reports that we've been hearing and been writing about on CNET that the people whose job is to moderate Twitter have definitely reduced in size. And look, one of the problems that exists is that Twitter has struggled to stay on top of the hate speech, the Nazi rhetoric, the violence, and also child abuse imagery, even before all of these layoffs. So, you know, it stands to reason that things probably are not going to get better, which is worrying in and of itself, as you point out, just before the midterms.
CNET editor-at-large Ian Schur, thank you so much for this.